spread their wings. It was time for me to travel until I found my song to sing.
Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to try something a little bit different. We've done this a few years back. We thought we'd try it again. When we think of the word rag, at least on this program, we think of a piece of music. But if you look up in the dictionary, another definition of rag is a piece of cloth. And a lot of composers have taken that definition and kind of woven it into the names of the pieces that they've wrote here, and so, or they've written. So those are the ones we're going to focus on this evening, and I hope we have fun doing it. I'm going to have fun. I hope you do, too. We'll start right out with a piece by Scott Joplin from 1899. It's called Original Rags. And you wouldn't think of pieces of cloth except on the cover. The original cover of this sheet music, when it first came out, showed an elderly black man who was kind of walking through what looked like a vacant lot, and he was picking up pieces of cloth that were lying on the ground. So then here is Original Rags by Joplin, and here is the New England Ragtime Ensemble.
Thank you.
the New England Ragtime Ensemble and Scott Joplin's Original Rags. Moving on, this one from 1898. It's called Knotty Rags. That's spelled K-N-O-T-T-Y, as if the rags have knots in them. Written by W.C. Coleman, someone who lived in New Orleans, and played this evening by John Arpin. Scratchy piece of vinyl there, but good tune. Knotty Rags by W.C. Coleman. Nice version by John Arpin. Well, here's one from 1899 that some people may recognize. It's called Rags to Burn, and we have it by Frank X. McFadden as the composer and Wally Rose as the performer. Thank you. Wally Rose on piano with Rags to Burn. A whole bunch of themes there. Probably themes that this composer heard being played here and there, and he just bundled them all together. The year is 1900. The composer is Edward Clark Jr., whom I know nothing about, and the piece is called Rags and Tatters. And the group is Jeff Love and his ragtime band from England. Jeff Love and his ragtime band, and Rags and Tatters. Well, on with our theme of pieces of cloth tonight, we come to Rag Knots, K-N-O-T-S, Knots. Another tune by W.C. Coleman, who wrote Knotty Rags. He just turned the title around for his second piece. This one from 1901, and once again, we call on John Arpin. Thank you. Rag Knot by W.C. Coleman. He wrote a couple of nice cakewalks there. That was the second one. Once again, John Arpin at the piano there. Well, moving on, the year is 1901 still. The composer is Robert J. O'Brien, and we have Rag Picker's Rag. A rag picker in those days was a destitute person who went around picking up scraps of rags that he could ultimately bundle together and turn in for small pittances of cash. So here is Rag Picker's Rag, and to play it is Dick Zimmerman. Dick Zimmerman there. Wow, that's one of those pieces that he would use to close his concerts with. A real barn burner there. Rag Picker's Rag by Robert O'Brien from 1901. And now on to 1909. We come to Rag Bag Rag. I guess if you're a rag picker picking up pieces of cloth, you got to have a bag to put them in. So here is Rag Bag Rag by Harry Lincoln. And here is Dave Wright.
Thank you.
Dave Wright has played Rag Bag Rag by Harry Lincoln from 1909. That same year, a man named Floyd Willis wrote Raggy Rag. Sounds like a piece of cloth to me. And here is Reginald Robinson. Nice tune, played by Reginald Robinson, written by Floyd Willis. It's called Raggy Rag. Moving on. 1911 is the year. Thomas Allen is the composer. It's called The Turkish Towel Rag, subtitled A Rubdown. Here is the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band. Thank you. Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band and Turkish Towel Rag by Thomas Allen. Now, moving on to 1914, we've been going chronologically, in case you hadn't noticed. And a composer named Nat Johnson, whom I know nothing about, but he wrote the Calico Rag, which is another one of those pieces that can certainly be a barn burner under the right fingers. Let's see what Adam Swanson can do with Calico Rag. That's all I can say. Adam Swanson and Calico Rag. What a barn burner that was. Well, I think we'll slow it down a little bit. I don't know. We'll see. From 1913, a piece by W.R. McCandless called A Bag of Rags. Part of a theme we've had before, rag, bag, rag, and so on. And here is Sue Keller to bring us A Bag of Rags. ¶¶ Sue Keller and A Bag of Rags from 1913. Moving on through our pieces of cloth tonight, we come to The Muslin Rag, written by Mel Kaufman in 1918. And our artists this evening are the members of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, that was short and sweet. Muslin Rag by Mel Kaufman, played by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, I've noticed that most of these pieces we've selected for tonight seem to be rather upbeat pieces. So maybe when you're dealing with pieces of cloth, they are upbeat. Who knows? Let's move now to a couple of more recent pieces. This one, written sometime in the 1950s, I don't know exactly when, written by Joanne Castle. Remember her on Lawrence Welk's program, the Ragtime Piano Gal, Joanne Castle. She recorded an LP back then, and this was on it. It's a bit scratchy, but it still works. So here is her composition called Painter's Rag, Joanne Castle.
Thank you.
Well, there she was, the ragtime piano gal, Joanne Castle, and her flashy composition called Painter's Rag. Well, as I mentioned, things have been rather upbeat tonight, and we're winding up finishing kind of early, but we do have one here that's a little more introspective, I guess. This one written in 1988 by a composer, performer, songwriter named Velma Fry. And I really know nothing about her. I discovered this LP in the KGNU collection a number of years ago and made a note of it. And so tonight we get a chance to take this piece that she wrote. It's the only instrumental on the album, and it's called the Terry Cloth Rag. So here is Velma Fry at the piano with the Terry Cloth Rag. Velma Fry on piano, a piece that she wrote back in 1988 called Terry Cloth Rag. Very interesting composition, sort of a mix of old style and some new stuff there. Well, we've got one more here, and we'll let that finish up the show for us. We're going to go way back to 1899 again to a piece called The Cotton Picker's Rag, Seems to me that most of those pieces of cloth in those days were made out of cotton, and so you got to get the cotton from somewhere. So, Cotton Picker's Rag, William Brown, and here is the New Leviathan Orchestra. Cotton Picker's Rag, William Brown. That was the New Leviathan Ragtime Orchestra. Well, that brings us to a close here. We've been featuring pieces of cloth tonight, rags that have pieces of cloth in the title. An alternate definition of the word rag, I guess, combined with some ragtime music to make an interesting program. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. I hope you'll listen again on another Wednesday, or another Thursday evening for some more ragtime. The time in just a few seconds will be 9 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherland, and of course online at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift, which will be brought to you tonight by Jerry Maddock, who's back from a long cruise halfway around the world, I guess. And all the way around, he says. He's waving his arm in circles here. So we'll have this queued up for you in just a moment. I received a call from Dave Gloss at the Denver studio, and he said, "We're dead down here. I have no power. I can't broadcast. Who should walk in but Jerry Maddock?" And he just happened to have a Swing Shift program in his back pocket, so we'll get that running in just a moment.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have some technical difficulties, I understand, down in Denver with this weather. It's not too surprising. My name is Jerry Maddock, and I'd be happy to be with you for the next hour. And what we're going to be doing is some contemporary swing from the current period. And I'm saying it's after 1940s, just to let you know that swing is not dead. And so here we go with the first track.